the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because that show doesn't exist anymore. Mikey Show. Mikey Show. Yeah. Morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who is listening to this podcast. This is your host, and I will admit, I am, like, a lone survivor. Not really. I'm just saying that I haven't made a podcast for 3 months. 3 months! My last podcast was sometime in September. And now it is December, a couple weeks right before the holidays. And when I mean the holidays, I mean Christmas. Holidays are been upon us. So, I just wanted an event on an incident that actually happened this last week. And everyone knows if they're... not everyone knows, but let me refresh your memory. My name is Michael. So, I'm a father of 4, 1 on the way. I'm a Lyft and Uber driver part-time. And I do. And as much as I love driving random strangers around where they need to go, there's also bad things about it. And what I mean by bad, you know, sometimes you get the, you know, the rotten tomatoes, you get the wrong, you get that bad apple of the tree. And some people are bad. But like this last weekend, I kid you not, this kind of pisses me off a lot because I lost money because of this. So, people who don't know who I am, I do not drink. Like, I don't do anything. I'm kind of low-key. I'm to myself. You know, I'm a pretty down-to-earth person. Lyft this past weekend, they deactivated my account. And it pisses me off because I literally, as what I said, I lost money because of it. They deactivated my account because they said that I was a suspicion of consuming alcohol when I was on the job. Which, I found it very, 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 like, I found that, like, offensive. Because I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything. Like, you know, as what I said, I'm down to earth. I don't, yeah. And so, like, they deactivated my account for almost 2 freaking days. 2 days. I lost money on Saturday night because of this claim. And, like, I remember that night. I was pissed off. I called the operators. And I'm like, hey, look, activate my account. This is a bunch of bogus. I don't drink, you know, due to religious reasons why. But, you know, hey, truth of the fact, I, you know, before I was baptized, I never smoked and drank anyways. It's just something that I was not interested in growing up as a child. But, you know, so I found it very offensive for them to deactivate me for 2 days. And, I'm gonna take a good stat. Like, I'm gonna. It doesn't hurt to ask, but I'm gonna ask to be compensated, at least to my goal for the week, because I should have never got deactivated in the first place. And, like, you know, and for someone to report me, all I have to say this, and you know, and I'm sorry to be vulgar, but fuck that person, whoever reported me. I can understand. I don't think it was one of my passengers. I think it was someone on the fly. I think it was someone, like, driving behind me, or, you know, just someone in general, like someone around, a pedestrian or something. But, like, let me tell you what I do, though. So when I pick people up at night, you know, people are they're lit. They have a good, they're having a good time. They want to have, you know, they're going out to have a good time. I'm not gonna be a freaking party pooper. Someone's all like, hey, let's listen to music. I'll listen to some music, turn on my LED lights, and let's start this shit, you know? And like, I have a megaphone in my car, and I let people just yell. Not yell, let me rephrase it. I let people express how, like, a good time. You know, they usually yell stuff at pedestrians, like, not mean stuff. Like, if they see a cute girl, they're like, hey, you're hot, you know, dude, you know, or like, hey, tie your shoe, pick up your, you know, drop something or something. You know, they just, they don't say, hey, you fucking faggot, you know, fucking whore. You know, they don't do all that. And as what I said, I'm not trying to be vulgar, but that's not what the megaphone is used for. It's not to use, it's to give out compliments. And it's to show people, like, you know, that it's okay to have a good time in a Lyft ride or Uber ride. And people are like, oh crap, you have a megaphone, what's that for? And I jokingly say, and I don't mean it, I jokingly say it's perfect for road rage. But the truth of the fact that the megaphone is, it's a tool. And that tool is to find passengers. Like, if they can't find, if they're like impaired, or they can't see my car, I usually have the siren on, or, you know, so they can find me in a high, heavy populated area, such as like nightclubs. But someone reported me, it literally pissed me off and ruined my whole weekend, and I lost money because of this asshole. So, but that was that's my latest vent. That was literally from this weekend. But for some odd reason, just, I know it's kind of not news, but just something that's been on my mind, and kind of like something that pissed me off for the last couple of days. I was literally quiet and just kind of to myself, I'm like, how the hell can someone report me? And I don't know. Everyone just doesn't have a sense of humor, or everyone just lives uptight, and it kind of sucks. So, don't be that one person quick to judge, for especially when you see people yelling at you on the street. You know, maybe they're just having a good time. I promote having a good time in my car. I'm not like most of these Lyft drivers and Uber drivers who are like, they don't say shit. They're like, you know, you get that sketch feeling from a driver, like, you know, is this guy gonna rape me, or this is gonna be a fucking bad trip. Now, I'm not that person. If someone, like, if people were like, hey, you have Spotify, or like, do you have an aux cord? An aux cord, that is a huge tool that they love, that people love to, you know, ask for it. I want to listen to my own music. All right, I'm cool with you listening to your own music. But if I don't have an aux cord, or if I don't have the extension from the iPhone to, because I have Android, I'll let people use, I let people touch my phone and go on Spotify so they find what they need. Like, have you ever heard of a drummer that does that? I you know, will hand someone their phone, but you have to have access. You have to have, like, you know, you have to have some kind of access to, to your phone, like, seeing the screen, so they can't, you know, if they cancel the ride, they silence it or something like that. Like, I'm very observant. I can hear. I'm not impaired. I can hear. And I pay attention to details of what they're doing while I'm driving. But yeah, I let them use my phone for music reasons. You know, shows people that, you know, they're in good hands. But I'm pretty sure someday someone's gonna fuck that all up, because I did that same shit in Arizona, and people just took it for granted. I'm not saying everyone's bad, but, you know, it's I'm just sharing that it has happened. And I'm kind of like, yeah. Now, like, you know, and people will probably, like, I don't need to work for Uber or Lyft. I like it just to meet people. Like, it's a great outlet just to meet people from different cultures, to learn their environment, especially if they're from another country. And, but don't get me wrong, and for the most part, I have a hard time sleeping at night. So, like, might as well just get paid, right? Hell yeah. But what I'm getting at with this was just back to that. I, you know, all in honesty, I do not need Uber and Lyft. I could function with my, I work over 50 hours a week at my main employer. And for those people who don't know, for those people who don't know me, I work a lot. And so, like, Uber and Lyft is just money on the side. I would like to say, it's not even money on the side. I would like to say it's gas money. Because, all in honesty, that's sometimes what, in certain weeks, that's all it's good for is gas money. Because gas is like, it's expensive nowadays. So yeah, that was my my last encounter with Uber this week, and I had an idea, and it's pretty cool to think like this. But how would you guys feel like if I was going to ant up the ante on the Mikey Show, you know? But, and what I mean by that is that, like, if I have, like, I don't want to be like every Uber driver and, you know, have dash cams, even though dash cams are huge and beneficial, especially when people try to scam the Uber drivers, or accidents or situations such as people calling, you know, of accusations that people are drinking on the job. That's, you know, dash cams are 100% true. But I want to kind of, like, not ant up the ante, but I do want to make, like, podcasts of each ride and see, or, like, every other ride, or, you know, something, my best. But it'll be only audio, so you can hear what I'm saying and hear what they're saying. So, I'm thinking about doing that. So, when I come back from my vacation next, I'm going to try to do that. Or maybe starting on New Year's. You know, because I know New Year's is like a hell of a weekend. Or weekend to go out on. Everyone's extra lit that day. They enjoy it. So, I don't know. I remember working in Arizona. But New Year's last year, I made a lot, actually. Had like a $500-$600 night because of that night, which I made more being a cab driver, because, you know, because people just, you know, see a cab and they're like, hey, can you take me there? I'll give you $20. I live right across the street. Damn, would you take that? I know you will. I did. I ain't gonna lie.
But, like, that's what I said, that everyone screws up everything.
Everyone screws something up. But, like, because when I was a cabbie, I was making flat rates. Like, I used to make them, like, as cheap as Uber and Lyft. So, because cabs nowadays are so damn expensive, you know. Have you ever heard of a Lyft driver or Uber driver or a taxi driver in general charging a person $1 per mile? There's only like a few of us that would do that. I'm one of that few. Like, you know, if I meet someone on the Uber and Lyft app, I'm like, hey, let's cut out the middle man. Let me be your driver. You have Venmo, you have this and that. Let's I could work on the table,
I could work cash.
There's a couple of passengers who I came across with Uber and, like, I was their driver. This one woman that I used to, her name was Georgie, but, she used to be under the impression that, you know, despite being her driver and taking her to nightclubs, like, she wanted me this, like, last year around the time of the year, it was towards Christmas, she wanted me to freaking go to a store and pick something up for her and take it to her house. Like, I'm not a delivery person, you know? I had that fair share too, because I was a pizza driver for Domino's. Did I enjoy it? Hell no. I hated Domino's. Their food gave me the shits, and, like, I hated their food. So it was, like, a perfect thing, you know? It was kind of a win-win situation. But honestly, the only thing that will win when I eat Domino's is the toilet, because I kid you not, I just shit it right out. But that's what I said. I'm sorry to be so vulgar. But I'm just being truthful with you guys. I'm not a quiet driver. You know, I'm the type of driver that will freaking talk your ear off, especially in an Uber ride. So, we'll see, though. But, yeah, that's all the stuff that actually happened this last weekend. I'm going to try to get back into my podcasts. And you know what, though? I just recently found, I heard on the radio they're having a podcast, the first ever podcast awards. One on creativity, if it's a comedy, and this and that. And I'm like, man, what about, like, I don't know. I don't know what the freaking do. It's kind of something that iHeart needs is freaking podcast awards. I wonder if it's gonna be broadcast like on TV on like some third world country network or something like that. Be interesting though. But yeah. Next up on my list is going to be about
the podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.